I hope you're doing well this morning. I am so excited. It's such a beautiful day. I hear the birds, I see the squirrels, and I'm just feeling good. I hope you're feeling good this morning. So, you know, sometimes I wake up and I just need like a little boost, a little motivation, a little encouragement, and I sit down, I get ready to read my devotion. I'm like, okay, what should I read? You know, just opening the Bible can be super intimidating, and knowing where to start to read for your verses of the day, for your encouragement. So I love to start with a devotion. A devotion just helps me to open up my heart and my mind, and then I dive into scripture. And so if you have struggled to know where to go to read your verse of the day or your scriptures for the day, then I'm going to be sharing with you three scriptures that are super powerful and are really good to help you start your day filled with peace, filled with joy, and filled with love. And so you are just ready to conquer the day. You are just prepared. You're ready to go. You know, we need to get grounded for the day, and sometimes you may not be quite sure where to go for that encouragement. So I want to share with you a book of the Bible that is always encouraging, and three scriptures that are super powerful for you to start your day off with peace and joy. So grab your favorite spot in the house and your favorite beverage, and let's dive in. Hey mama, and welcome to the Productive Stay-at-Home Mom Podcast. Do you want to find the time to organize your home? Do you desire to have discipline in your life? Do you wish you had a flexible daily routine so you can stop feeling all over the place? Are you simply trying to unwind, yet you feel guilty and unproductive? Hi, I'm Kim Sexton. I too have struggled with being organized, disciplined, and content as a stay-at-home mom. I found that my daily habits were robbing me of joy and productivity. Once I learned the power of changing your daily habits, I have never been the same. In this podcast, you will find productivity hacks, time management tips, and the key to a healthy mindset so you can get organized in all areas of your life. Let's go, my friend. Time to start changing your habits. So get out of your PJs and put up your hair. It's time to get organized and productive. All right, so before I share with you, I want to make you aware of our free community that is just for you. Are you in a season where you are now a stay-at-home mother? You may be new to being a stay-at-home mom, or you may be a seasoned stay-at-home mom. Either way, I want to let you know about our free community where you can come and be encouraged in this season of life with productivity tips, organizational hacks, and biblical principles to help you show up as the best version of yourself and a community of like-minded women. So if that is something that you desire, then pause this episode and go to the link in the show description that says Productive Stay-at-Home Moms, and I would love to chat with you in the group. Secondly, I have a newsletter that I send out every month where I like to call it Saturday Morning Motivation. And in the newsletter, I'll have a productivity tip or organizational hack, and I'll have like some encouragement within the newsletter as well. And I will also have the episodes for that week. So if you want to make sure that you don't miss out on when there's new content, when I have free gifts, and when I have helpful tools for you, then click the link in the show description that says count me in, and I would love to have you added. Thank you so much for listening. All right, let's get to it. So when I get up in the morning, I like to try and wake up before my children get up, because every single morning I need to get grounded. I need to get prepared and ready for whatever I'm going to face that day. And waking up with the mindset of renewing my mind and getting myself prepared and ready is something that is so vital and important to me, because it changed how I show up to my kids, how I respond when they're having tantrums, you know, how I react when they're super demanding, and just how I can just love on them and really enjoy them with this new mindset. And so every day it's like, I need a new mindset today. I need to get up so I can get my mind right. And there was a time where I was not able to get up early because I had a newborn and I had an older child, and you know, I was pregnant with another one. And during that time, it was so rough. Like, I needed every minute of sleep because I was up through the night. And during that time, I struggled so much. And along that journey, I learned that even when I was up through the night nursing my baby, I could get my phone out and like read a YouVersion to like help me, because there would be sometimes where I would be like crying in nursing my child because I was so tired and I was so frustrated and I just was overwhelmed, and it was just a lot going on. Your hormones are going crazy, you know, so I was just very emotional that morning or through the night, whatever time it was. And I was like, okay, I gotta do something, you know. And I grabbed my phone and I went to YouVersion. I started reading devotion. I was just crying while reading devotion. But that really, really did help to calm my spirit down, to relax my nerves. And through that experience, I learned that, wow, I need God's word with me every single day throughout the day. And when, you know, my little one starts sleeping through the night, and I could finally get myself to a place where, so grace and mercy for moms that have babies and you, it's a struggle, you're up through the night, have grace for yourself. But when I finally got my child sleeping through the night and I could get up just 15 minutes earlier, it started, you know, I would pray for a few minutes and I would read like a 5 to 10 minute devotion, and I had to go get her. And that was the starting place that really started to help me. Then I was able to add in my coffee and devotion, and it was just wonderful, and it's built upon itself. But I want to share with you today some truths, some biblical truths to speak over yourself and your family each and every morning, and you will see the transformation in yourself and in your children and how you respond to them. And even how they act and react, because my girls have gotten used to seeing me read my devotion and, you know, having quiet time, reading my word in the morning. And they already know. I give them hugs, kisses, give mommy a few more minutes so I can finish, you know. And they're, for the most part, pretty responsive to that. I may have to go and fix some chocolate milk or cut on some cartoons, but they allow me to finish most mornings. So the first verse that I want to share that has been so impactful in my life, and a verse that I love to start my day out with, is Psalms chapter 81 verse 10. And it reads, I am your only God, the living God. Wasn't I the one who broke the strongholds over you and raised you up out of bondage? And this verse just brings back to me remembrance of when I was so depressed and I was so low and I felt like I really needed medication. I really need to go see my doctor for postpartum depression, or just even after the postpartum part, I still was battling with purpose, identity, and other issues. And so I really decided to dive heavily into scripture and into the word of God to redefine my purpose, relearn who I was. And so this verse of scripture just brings back just how good God was to me during that time. And it finished, open your mouth with the mighty decree. I will fulfill it now. You'll see. The word that you speak, so shall it be. So speaking the word and speaking truths over you and your family. And this was the Passion Translation, which I love the reading of the Passion Translation Bible. It's just so personal. I love it. The second verse of scripture is out of Psalms as well, chapter 86, verse 13. And it reads, the word of God brings satisfaction to your soul more than anything else ever could. You know, that just resonates with me, that I can read a great book, I can read affirmations, which I love, I can learn different mantras that I enjoy and that I like to say to myself in the mirror every day. I can do all these things, but nothing brings lasting transformation like the Word of God. And nothing sticks to me more than God's Word could. And the verse of Scripture finishes, "You love me so much, and you have placed your greatness upon me. You rescued me from the deepest place of darkness, and you have delivered me from a certain death." And that death can be spiritual, mental, death in any area of your life where you feel lost. And it finishes, "Is there a place of darkness you need God to rescue you from?" And so I want to ask you, is there a place of darkness you need God to rescue you from today? Because He can do it. He did it for me, my friend, and He can do it for you. And the last verse of Scripture that I want to share with you that was very impactful and it helped me just have peace, have joy, and start my day off well was Psalms chapter 100, verse 5. And it reads, "For the Lord is good. His unfailing love continues forever, and His faithfulness continues to each generation." That just gives me so much peace, assurance, and hope that the love of God that I have received also will continue forever in my life, until my children's lives and their children's lives. Like, God's faithfulness is infinite. It's never ending. And that just gives me so much hope and so much peace for their life. So I encourage you to start with those verses and allow them to be verses that gives you peace, joy, and hope for your day. And then go through Psalms. It is a great chapter to be encouraged and to know that God is with you no matter what your situation is each and every day. So I hope you were encouraged by those verses today. I would absolutely love to hear from you. I am a dialogue kind of girl, so you can always shoot me an email at support@kimberlysexton.com. Come on over and jump into the group. I make sure I post once a week at least, because the struggle gets real over here. But feel free to chat and to be a part. Thank you so much for listening, and I look forward to being back with you real soon.
If you enjoyed today's episode,
remember to click 5 stars and leave a review.
Thank you.
Hey, Mama. I hope you have enjoyed today's episode. Would you take 30 seconds and come share your wins in our free Facebook community? I'd love to hear from you. Also, can you please take another minute and leave me a review on Apple Podcasts? I'd be so grateful. It lights me up to know this podcast is helping you. All right. Time to get 30 minutes of peaceful cleaning done before my littles wake up. I'll meet you back right here every Monday and Thursday for another episode. Catch you later.